Al Stahl has a couple in down in the Bayou today, departing in the Delta Mile, as well as Forevermore, who figures to go off one of the favorites in that $1 million Delta jackpot. And he's kind enough now to take some time out of a busy morning to join us here on the Equine Forum. Al, welcome to the Equine Forum.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld here with you this morning. Departing has sort of had an interesting year, especially after somewhat reinventing himself as a turf horse. Now you go back to what's long been his established surface, the main track down at Delta for the Delta Mile.
Yeah, no, we had trouble figuring out what exactly he wanted to do. We didn't think he had a good four-year-old year. We gave him a chance. We gave him some time off after his three-year-old year, and he just didn't kind of go forward, and he didn't handle the step up, so we were a little bit disappointed. I mean, he paid his way, but then we gave him time off again and came back as a five-year-old, and obviously it was time to go to the turf because of being by Warfront, and he did okay on the turf in his first prep, and then he won the grade two, but those races didn't grade out well at all. He would have been a long shot going to Saratoga, and we said, well, you know, maybe he might sprint for us because he's hanging a little bit going long, and we tried that. That's why we tried the Vanderbilt, and that didn't work out. He was in a one hole and kind of ran off, and then we went to Kentucky Downs and ran into Tourist, who ran a great race. And so I'm not sure if he lost his way, but we certainly lost our way. But so we just went back to something that we know he did well at, and was two turns on the dirt, and he fired in the Lucas Classic, and here we are at the Delta Mile.
Yeah, that was a good race, the Lucas Classic. He really hung in there pretty well, and he's for a gelding, you know, he's kind of inconsistent. I mean, he's top class sometimes, and you just don't know which horse is going to show up. Is that kind of how you feel about him?
Well, it just seems like you know, when we hit those grade ones, if you look back, like at the Foster and the Clark. Yeah, he did back off a little bit, but against the right kind, he's consistent. But you just put a line through the sprint, and you know, I think he's thereabouts. He'll, like today, he's training like his old self. He looks great. We're basically 100% confident that he's going to fire, and that's all you can ask. A lot of times, there's always been one horse to, you know, outrun him, like Geothermal did in the Lucas Classic this year, and it was called the Homecoming Classic last year, and that horse of the basketball players, I can't remember his name, he ended up running the Breeders' Cup Classic, won it. And so he just needs to find the right group, and he's going to try, and hopefully today's the day.
Yeah, it certainly looks like these are his friends. He's got a, what I would think would be a good post, huh? Are you happy with the rail?
Yeah, I think so. The inside of Delta, usually you kind of don't want it. But I've been down there for the jackpot day quite a bit, and I'm not saying they changed the track quite a bit for the big day, but it seems to be a little bit different, maybe because, you know, they run in the afternoon as opposed to night. I don't know, but it's kind of an even track all the way across, and a little bit faster than it is during a regular race night. So, yeah, I do like the one hole, and being a three-quarter-mile track, you just get a really long run into that first bank turn, and hopefully just comes out of there and finds a stride and falls into that turn, and just that should push where we need to be down the backside.
He should appreciate that cut back to a mile two, Al. No, he's a perfect 2 for 2 at the distance.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, he, like I said, he's just been a hard horse for some reason to get a line on exactly how far he wanted to run and what distance he wanted to run. But I guess I think the most important thing is like Jude said earlier, finding his friends. So that's where, from here on out, those are the spots we're going to hunt.
The other thing I like about him too is he's run well on the turf, and the turns are tight on the turf, and usually translates well to a smaller track. So I think he's got that in his favor as well.
Yeah, and he's a good shipper. He shipped from he was based in Saratoga when he shipped down to Mountaineer. And he was based in Churchill when he shipped up to Hawthorne, and for those derbies, and he ran great. So that we think that variable is on our side in the equation. So yeah, we're confident. He, like I said, he looks really good. The for an older horse, he's really filled in, and all this kind of spacing his races and taking our time with him seems to have helped him. So he gives every indication he's sitting on a good race.
Man, Tom Amos got the former Delta Jackpot winner rise up in there. He might be your stiffest competition today. You mentioned earlier that so a horse often when departing does get beat, they just run away from him. Looks like on paper that Rise Up would play that role as the front runner today.
Oh, there's no question about it. If he leaves the gate sharp, which he does about half the time, he'll make a lead, and hopefully we'll be in touch with him down the backside. And I imagine, yeah, my gut feeling is that his form will kind of brighten up getting back to Delta.
Well, that's race five, the Delta Mile, and departing, trained by Al Stahl, joins us here this morning on the Equine Forum. Your 8-5 morning line favorite, Colby Hernandez, being the saddle. Like Al mentioned, they make their post times. It's an afternoon card, so that race will go 3:13 Central, 4:13 on the East Coast. Race seven is the big one, $1 million Grade 3 Delta Jackpot. Forever Mo, who you corrected me earlier this week when we were... as an Italian, Al, you have to realize that anytime I see a name with a vowel at the end, I turn it Italian. So to me, it's Forevamo, but it's Forever Mo. And he got the money last time in the traditional prep for this, the Jean Lafitte.
Right, right. He ran a good race. He's a big, beautiful, lengthy, stretchy colt. He's got a little sprinter on the female side, but sometimes that works out to be a really nice middle-distance horse on paper, pedigree-wise. And we just took our time all summer with him and gave him every chance and built a foundation underneath him and had an inkling that the Jean Lafitte would come up, you know, reasonably soft. And being a Florida bred, we decided we didn't want to run at Keeneland for less money without the KTDF money. And the only race he had been eligible for Keeneland was that experimental short stretch mile, which Jude, I'm sure, watched a few times. And I didn't want to wait around for that race and draw the 9 or 10 hole and be up against it and not run for all the money. And so we decided to take a shot at this race, and it really worked out for him. And he got bothered by a loose horse, the first time around under the wire the first trip. And then he made the lead kind of comfortably and absolutely stopped. Just put his ear straight up, and the lights and the wet racetrack and the grandstand and all combination of everything at the head of the stretch. And then Tom's horse came flying up on the outside and looked like he was going to just blow his doors off. And when he caught him in the corner of his eye, he just took off again and was drawn away and galloped out really strong, which I thought that was a sign of class on our part and kind of gives us confidence going into this race that we have a horse that the light's coming on as we speak.
Well, certainly being by Uncle Mo is a huge feather in his cap for a two-year-old. All the Uncle Mo's seem to be like him, just dominant against all the competition this year. It's really kind of crazy.
It is. I can't remember a freshman sire having such a tremendous year. I mean, not only is he the leading freshman sire, he's the leading two-year-old sire in the country, you know, going against the Tappets and the real heavy hitters. So, he's off to a start that's hard to imagine. And fortunately, I got one of them. Selfishly, I wish I had about five of them. So, but anyway, this is what we got, and we really think we have a good one. And like I said, he's an A-plus physical with a lot of upside potential to him, with great size to him, and his time of his career is coming to him right now.
Well, if you win this race, maybe we can put the pressure on Coolmore to send you another one.
I hear you. I'll take whatever they have. It's unbelievable. He's got a wonderful temperament and all the good things you want in a racehorse. Imagine that's what most of them have, because he's just kind of does what we want him to do, and you barely know he's in the barn. He's very quiet and laid back about everything.
And he's really seemed to improve as the distances have gotten longer. I remember seeing him in his debut. There were two horses that stuck out in that maiden race to me. We were up in Saratoga doing our Saturdays at Saratoga broadcast, and me and Mike Penner were messing around with a pick four. And I remember turning to him and saying, one of two horses is going to win this race on looks. Sheik of Sheiks, or Forevermo. He was that spectacular looking, and that's turning out to not be a, that's a pretty good maiden race to come out of, that Forevermo race when Cheek of Cheeks won. But he really looked the part. How has he matured in the last few months as those distances have progressed?
Oh yeah, no, it's he's always done everything right, but he just does things more with a, more of a purpose. Same guy, the same young man gets on him every day, and he trained very well up to the Jean Lafitte. But after that race and two turns and a few things that went on that were different to him, he's really been kind of focused, and you can the difference has been palpable. There's no question about it. He's really put his head down. He's a little more chargy, and his two breezes have been outstanding. So I think the light is either coming on or on. So we're really looking forward to running him. There's been no extra pressure to get this horse to this race. Everything is fit into the schedule perfectly. Sometimes when these million-dollar races come up, the trainer's thinking can change a little bit, and I've been guilty of that in the past. But this horse, everything has gone just right, and we've been very comfortable with his schedule and how he's handled everything.
Well, his schedule's just been impeccable. I mean, this is a picture of an old-school training job, and very impressive. 6 furlong race, nice easy start, comes back, runs second, going 7/8, stretch out, win that one, and now you're looking at a $1 million pot. I mean, just a fabulous schedule, fabulous training job, and it's so old school. It gives me shivers. It reminds me of a Charlie Whittingham horse. You did a great job there, Al.
Well, we're just hoping things go our way. I mean, Evelyn is. We're all going together on a bus, and that's going to be an adventure in itself. going on the Benoit Express. We're all meeting at a Starbucks out in Western New Orleans, and we're going to jump on there. And there's no telling. There might be chandeliers, and there might be a band. There could be anything.
And I'm sure the alcohol will be involved.
win, lose, or draw, we're going to have a good time. I can tell you that right now. But and Evelyn's husband's name and is Maurice, and all the kids call him Mo. So that's the play on words. And the reason it's forever, because we're from Louisiana, we don't say ours too much with a yacht accent. So instead of forever Mo, it's like forever Mo. That's just how we talk down here. So there's a lot going on, and everybody's excited.
I'm from Queens, Al. We talk the same way here. We don't mess with the R's.
Exactly.
They're unnecessary.
It's not necessary. So so we're going to have a good time. Evelyn's got a very live two-year-old with Ron Fauché in the third race. Very impressive last time it ran. A Pioneer of the Manah, Louisiana bred of all things. So Evelyn knows how to stay with the right stallions, that's for sure. So everyone's got a lot in front of them, and hopefully the weather holds up down here. There's a little bit of chance of rain here and there, and which wouldn't bother us, but we're looking forward to today.
That would be Zuzor, by the way, and that's race three of the Louisiana Jewel, owned by Brentwood Stable and trained by Ronnie Fauché. Zuzor, number 7 in race three. Al, thanks for taking some time. I know you got a busy day. Good luck down in the bayou this evening. You've won plenty of races down at Delta Downs in the past. Why not a couple more?
I hear you. No, we're ready.